DENREC Secretary David Small says the state has confirmed several cases of ozone exceedance in Delaware, seen on very hot, humid, and stagnant days. But ozone exceedance is not just generated within state borders.
We often see the formation of ozone to the west of us, and it drifts during the course of the day. For example, ozone may form over the Baltimore-Washington area and then migrate across the bay and into portions of Delaware.
DENREC is taking two steps to try and reduce this pollution and issues that come with it. It's heading to federal court to challenge a one-year extension the EPA granted to the Philadelphia-based ozone non-attainment area to comply with the 2008 National Ozone Standard.
We are a non-attainment state for ozone. There are other areas upwind of us that do meet attainment standards locally, but they have a negative impact downwind. And so that's why we are petitioning through the court and EPA.
The state also wants the EPA to specifically flag emissions from Brunner Island Power Plant near York, Pennsylvania, saying they dispense unhealthy ozone concentrations into the first state. Small says while these steps are important, Delawareans can also contribute to improving air quality by consuming less energy at home or carpooling. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.